Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
No problem.
Don't give up on me, Lord.
There was no way out.
I don't have to think
good.
One day I'll be
any
like
made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough.
Mercy.
I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Have mercy on me, yeah. Please, Lord. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Have mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees. Did all I could do. Oh my good, still would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy I depend.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you. Thank you, Sister Danielle. I hope your day is off to a good start, and I know it is because you're able to kick us off in such a great way here at Grace Nurture. I lead the ministry at Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. And our topic today is Under the Sun. Message today for you is Under the Sun. Under the sun is where we roam. In Christ, we leave the people we love in the morning. In the evening, we return to our Christian homes. We face the day with darkness all around, but the light shines so bright that Christ's love still surrounds. The sun changes the color of our skin. From dark to light, his love is within. Be proud of how God's light guides you to walk in the righteous sun, till the beam of our life no longer shines. Echoes of trumpets sound and angels begin to hum. So I wrote that for you today, and our topic is called Under the Sun. You know, God created the sun, this beautiful thing that we see every day. That as I'm sitting here, there's some shadows among some of the trees I'm looking at, and the sun is actually beaming right across the top of some of the tree line here that I'm looking at. But you know, as the sun rotates throughout the day, if there's anything outside at all, it's a pretty good chance it's going to get some of the sun. That's how powerful this thing is. And man didn't create it, and man can't stop it, and man can't imitate it. It is what it is. It's God's beautiful creation that we get to enjoy every day. So God created the sun in Genesis 1 and 16. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also. In Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, it tells us, that which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. You know that song, it makes me think of the song we sing on Sundays, In Heaven. One of the lines is, one of the verses is, in heaven, where all will be made new. No tears up there. You know, the newness is actually being in heaven with Christ. That's where the new is. So if there's nothing new here under the sun, we should strive to be where the new is, and that's with Christ. So man is sometimes confused and doesn't know whether it's day or night. Psalms 104 and 19 tells us that he made the moon for the seasons. The sun knows the place of its setting. So it knows exactly where it needs to be every day. Man has trouble with knowing where he needs to be sometimes, but the sun is always in the right place. In Ecclesiastes 11 and 7, it tells us, truly the light is sweet and a pleasant thing for the eyes to behold the sun. Absolutely beautiful passage. When you look at Solomon 1 and 6, it tells us, the verse says, look not upon me because I'm black, because the sun have looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. You know, there's a lot of lessons in that message. Sometimes we're working for other people. Sometimes we're working where our parents told us to work, right? We're taking care of other people every day. We're working in that hot sun. And I know back in the day when I used to help keep the garden, you didn't understand why you were doing what you're doing. You just did what you were told. But when we grew all those extra vegetables and we were able to share some with my grandparents and great-grandparents and friends, and all of our family got to enjoy such fresh meals during the day, I became more grateful over time as I ate that great food and I understood the hard work behind making that delicious food come to fruition. It doesn't just arrive out of the ground. You got to put the time in. So when we follow Christ, sometimes we're living in the physical world. Sometimes we're living in the physical world, and I say sometimes, and when we come to worship, we place ourselves in the spiritual world. So for many Christians, they have trouble trying to be two different people. For those that live in the physical world, they ask, how long do I have to wear this spiritual mask when I'm talking to people at home and work and at the ball game and the grocery store? You know, you should always live in the spiritual world. Bring your whole self to church. You don't bring just your physical body. You have to bring your mind. Bring your whole self to church. Psalms 113 and 3 says, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord should be praised. So how does the sunlight and moonlight help manage our day and night? From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord should be praised. That's how we manage our day. We praise the Lord when the sun rises and when the sun sets. That's how the sunlight and the moonlight can help us manage our day. So as we look down to some more verses here, after your day ends, what are you pledged to God? Deuteronomy 24 and 13 tells us, when the sun goes down, you shall surely return the pledge to him, that he may sleep in his cloak and bless you. And it will be righteousness for you before the Lord your God. Yeah, we should be pleasing to God during the sunlight, during the afternoon, the evening, and then at night before we go to bed. We should pledge to God. What is it that we should pledge to God? We should honor him, respect him. We should thank him, be grateful for him, and ask him to keep blessing us every single day. Psalms 19 and 4 tells us, their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun. So sometimes we need shelter. This sun is so hot sometimes that we can't take it. But it's good for us. Our bodies need that vitamin D. It's good for everything that grows out in nature. But sometimes we might need a tent from the sun, but that doesn't mean that you're not getting the sun's rays. That's how powerful it is. In Ecclesiastes 1 and 5, it says, also the sun rises and the sun sets and hastens to its place. It rises there again. Like clockwork, the sun is always where it needs to be. It rises in the east and sets in the west every single day. And sometimes we don't see it because it might be a cloudy day, but it's still doing its job. We're going to look at a couple more verses in Amos 8 and 9. It says, it will come about in that day, declares the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon and make the earth dark in broad daylight. Now, we get some inklings of this whenever we have forecasts that tell us there's going to be a day of 100% rain, or it's an absolutely cloudy day and you don't see the sun. Sometimes you'll notice people's mood changes. And I'm sure everyone on this call has experienced that. Sometimes if the sun's not out, people are not in a great mood. We need the rain, right? We need the rain. We need the sun. Everything happens in due time. Psalms 84 and 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So walk uprightly. Walk in the sun, and you will receive more sun. And in closing, all good things must come to an end. When we look at Isaiah 60 and 19, it says, no longer will you have the sun for light by day. Thinking about the end, right? No longer will you have the sun for light by day, nor for brightness will the moon give you light. But you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and your God for your glory. So that's how the story ends for us, and that's how it should end. Under the sun today, under the sun. With that, I will lead us in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this beautiful day that we're experiencing and that we're going to experience. You never create a day for us that isn't beautiful, and we thank you for that. We thank you for allowing us to share the experiences we have in this life. Lord, sometimes it will bring all of our emotions to bear as we lose loved ones, as our friends and family loses loved ones, and the people we care about lose people that touch them and touch us so much. And we all get a turn and a seat at this table, Lord, when we're grieving for people we lost. We're praying for the families that have lost loved ones, certainly at Central and at the churches where you are and in your families. And may the Lord comfort you and keep you during this time and keep you strong so you can put your arms around others and walk them down the road and the path that you have walked down. Lord, thank you for allowing us to have job opportunities to provide for our families. Keep our minds clear and knowledgeable. And the more that we read in the Bible, the more we read of your word, the more wisdom we have about how we should act and conduct ourselves as professionals from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep, where people see us, Lord, and they want to be like us. And everything comes full circle, Lord. The more we put into you, the more you give us back. And that's a big lesson in life that we have to continue to learn. Thank you for all the ministers on this call and all the time they put in to make sure we continue to grow as Christians and to be the best people we can be. And it's all for your honor and glory. May we make you proud each day that we walk and step in this life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.